from the editors. They write, they start with a quotation, quote, "The fact that he's still alive means that there's hope," unquote, says Christina Barboza from her living room in East Wareham, Massachusetts, 50 miles and a world away from where her 31-year-old son, Billy, sleeps beneath a Boston overpass. In Huntington, West Virginia, firefighter Larry Kishbaugh, haunted by the countless overdose scenes he has rushed to, has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Inside a holding cell at the Kenton County, Kentucky Detention Center, where drug users are left to detox, 29-year-old mother Kayla Rauch wonders if she'll ever see her children again. It is hard to fathom and bitterly ironic the depth of the suffering caused by drugs whose ostensible purpose is to alleviate pain. Statistics offer a partial view of the wreckage. In 2016 alone, nearly 64,000 Americans died from drug overdoses, roughly as many as were lost in the entire Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan wars combined. The U.S., as is the world's richest country, and yet its life expectancy declined in both 2015 and 2016. More than 122 people die every day from syringes of heroin, gel caps of fentanyl, an excess of oxycodone. Far more come close but are revived by naloxone, a life-saving antidote it has become nearly as critical to a cop's job as handcuffs. We'll try that pronunciation again. Naloxone. But numbers aren't neighbors, and it's far too easy to become numb to their scale. We're in the midst of a national emergency that affects every state, every income group, and virtually every age. While the burden has fallen disproportionately on the least educated Americans, tens of millions of us are no more than one degree of separation from someone struggling with addiction. As Walter Bender, a deputy sheriff in Montgomery County, Ohio, put it, quote, "It reaches every part of society, blue collar, white collar, it reaches everybody," unquote.